Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 7th day of January 2010. It's hard to get used to saying that. But I will soon. By the time I get used to it, it'll be 2011. We're continuing with open phones and then a blitz of news coming up. Seth in Vegas. Seth, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I work at McCarran out in Las Vegas, and I talk with 300 to over 1,000 people a day traveling from all over the country and, of course, out of the country. And I was discussing the body scanners with the young lady that flew in from Philadelphia, and she said that they were body scanning like everybody out there. I was just wondering if you'd have you talked with anybody coming through Philadelphia?
Yes, they want to break people's will because of the underwear bomber. Everywhere where they got the scanners, and now they're trying to put them in 214 major airports. They're taking large portions of people, and I've seen the video on the news, and just getting everybody conditioned as fast as they can during the staged event, during the fear, to try to break our resolve. I mean, the House passed a law against it. And they barely beat it in the Senate, so they're desperate to set the precedent right now.
Yeah, and I've noticed the huge media blitz now with security infractions all over now, that there's this big security problem. You know what they're doing. They're just building it up so they can put these scanners in.
Sir, they suddenly have Army and Marines with National Guard, MPs from the Air Force, Army, everywhere. I see articles every week just randomly in Tennessee, Texas, everywhere, just randomly searching people on highways. We're just being slowly, quietly, it's always just in local papers. Oh, here's the Army. They're getting us ready to fully implode the economy by design. It's a criminal government that's robbed us. They need a police state in place so they can get away with it. And the cops and the military and everybody that are carrying this out, they never allow a national debate because the people would say no. They're just quietly conditioning the local governments and the police right now, Seth, so they can have the full rollout of this. I appreciate your call. Jim in Missouri, or is that Montana? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Jim, St. Louis. Just want to give you a couple updates. Apparently there was a disgruntled worker here in St. Louis. CNN's putting it out. It's 3 apparently are dead, 8 are wounded. Go figure. I just got done shoveling my driveway. Go figure. Global warming. Are we allowed to say that? I don't know yet.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jim. I mean, record cold temperatures in the last century all over the planet, people dying in India, the biggest snowfall in over 100 years in D.C., and the last 9 years, the Earth's been cooling according to all the temperature data. But they say you're not allowed to question man-made global warming is going to kill us all.
Get this. Tel Aviv now, just like you said, they are now implementing, instead of just the body scanners, they're doing passport, smart card, thumbprint, and a face scan.
And then we're told, oh, we need to bring Israeli style here, where 5 different times you get interrogated, and they're going to do that with the Israelis advising. But on top of it, all the other body scanning, and then Israel's adopting all of our stuff.
Hey, I just want to let you know I support you. I got your membership. I bought a couple shirts.
Thank you.
Just let you know that you're on it, and the truth will always prevail, bud.
Jim, God bless you. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. And it is thanks to people like you, Jim, that we're able to operate. The PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get it even cheaper. When you get a year, you get 5.5 months free. That special ends next Friday. People buying the books, the videos, the supporting our sponsors. All of that makes this radio show possible, and we couldn't do what we're doing without you. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to try to go to calls even faster. Michael, Joe, Ronnie, and others, 1-800-259-9231. The government is a cult, a criminal enterprise taking over our society. The people are standing up and saying no. Every act of resistance you carry out brings the New World Order 1 inch closer to destruction. We'll be right back after this.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In the last 3 years, we've seen mainstream national television tell the public that lithium in the water to brain damage you is good, and that if it makes one person not commit suicide, we need to do it. We've seen federally financed studies come out and say that mercury is good for your children's brains. When, of course, literally tens of thousands of studies in the last 100 years show it's one of the most deadly heavy metals and just literally burns through the brain. It doesn't just kill a few brain cells and then deposit out. It keeps burning. In the electron microscope videos that we've posted from major universities, it's the only heavy metal that causes electrochemical explosions in the brains. Kind of similar to the movie Alien, when the acid, the blood of the alien, burns through 4 or 5 levels of the ship. That's what mercury does. But they say it's nutritious and good. They say it's wonderful for you. They have TV newscasts where they now say things like, oh, we want poison in the toys from China. It's good for our economy. China just had another big melamine scare, more people getting sick. Melamine was found in 90% of baby formula in the U.S., from U.S. factories. And instead of them taking the melamine out, they just said, melamine is no longer bad for you. Mercury is no longer bad. Melamine's no longer bad. Lead is no longer bad. Jumping off a cliff, I guess, is no longer bad, according to the government. And now I have Fox News. This is coming up after calls in my stack. Give me a close shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Can cell phones cure Alzheimer's? And it says cell phones are good for your brain. Yes, it's radiating your brain, but it's good for you. Cell phones are good. Body scanners are good. Mercury is good for your brain. Pretty soon they'll say shooting yourself in the head with a 12-gauge shotgun is good for you. Folks, if they start saying that, don't try it. It will kill you. They are practicing insanity, practicing lying to get you conditioned to accept it. That's how they claim they killed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed more than 10 times before they captured him. Then they held him for 7 years. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built for close to 4 years after he was arrested. That's like confessing to sinking the Titanic before he was born. But the media still says, never retracted, he was killed all those times, and he was captured, and he's confessed to bombing buildings that didn't exist. And they did this over and over again with Chemical Ali and all of them to just set the precedent of doing whatever they want. Because they know the general public is passively watching TV, passively reading the newspaper headlines, and just hear a guy tried to blow up a plane again. Oh, this guy confessed. Oh, they're going to put him on trial, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, after 7 years of incarceration and admitted torture. Folks, if they grab me for a year and then roll me out on TV saying I committed murders or bombings, and they admit I was tortured or you were tortured, it's not admissible. All Americans knew in the war with North Korea, hundreds and hundreds of pilots got shot down. And after a couple years of captivity, the North Koreans would release on worldwide television to the Soviets, to the Chinese and Russians, film footage of our airmen saying, I am a war criminal. I was told to target women and children. I was told to target civilian bases, which wasn't true in the Korean War. And they would, you know, the famous cases of blinking Morse code, that's not just a Hollywood movie. They blinked Morse code saying torture, 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 torture. Same thing in Vietnam. They'd roll our troops out after years of torture. They would confess to anything. Americans knew a country that tortures, you don't believe anyone they bring up on trial. What happened to us? How did we turn into demons? Well, we didn't turn into demons. The government said we like torture, said we like torture of children in front of their parents, try to sell us on it. So that's coming up with a bunch of other news. But who's up next here? Ronnie in Texas, or did I already go to him? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're on the air.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I'm listening to you on the body scanner stuff, and one of the things that scares me every time I see the report on the news is that they keep mentioning that he paid for his ticket with cash.
Yeah, cash is evil, and they had body scanners there, but he wasn't put through them. He was led onto the plane.
Right, and so, you know, I mean, I think the body scanners, I don't know, you know, sometimes I wonder what's a distraction. Not that they're a distraction, not that they're inconsequential, but are they a distraction from the real ultimate goal, which is to basically eliminate cash?
Well, you know, I mean, sir, they've got ads in newspapers I've seen for more than a decade, and TV ads and magazine ads saying cash is dirty, cash is bad. During the swine flu, the feds did that. They want everything digital to destroy underground economies and further bankrupt people, and I agree with you. But body scanners aren't a distraction from the health care bill because they've already pretty much got that as a done deal. Though, this is a big deal getting us to submit to body scanning.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. And that's what I mean. You know, I think that's one of the steps in taking away your cash later. Would you like the body scanner to go away? Well, we've solved the problem. Nobody's using cash. I don't necessarily mean that this isn't consequential. Again, is it just one step in the ultimate goal of, I mean, the cashless society scares me more than anything in terms of control. I mean, second only maybe to healthcare.
And notice how all the businesses are being pressured and all the government employees and corporate employees to take automatic transfer, to do automatic payments, to only use a card. I agree with you, Michael. Thanks for the call. I got confused by Michael in Illinois and Michael in Chicago. Michael in Chicago is coming up. Joe in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first off, in the words of Native American Indians, thank you for being a true human being. And my second was like, I thought I was seeing things yesterday morning between 8 and 9. I had the volume down and watching Fox, and they showed that from what I saw it on the body scan, they showed it looked to me like it's not just the booth you go into, but they got, it looked to me like a scanner that you can see the whole body, basically.
Sir, yes. They phase it in. Five airports, last time I read it in CBS, have passive body scanners. First, under your ticket, they put you through a body scanner that records a 360 biometric scan. Then they've got passive scanners in the airports that once you've been scanned, from then on out, it's in a database that know your entire body. So they look through your clothes with what they call a passive scanner and scan you. They also, five airports, and the same reports I saw years ago, they have brain scanners that, quote, pick up anger, brain waves that show agitation, all quackery, all fraud, not real science. Hundreds of thousands of people conservatively, the government's now admitted this, that's why they don't use lie detectors anymore in court or in court proceedings. They would just lie and say a lie detector showed you were guilty even when you said you weren't, and later it would come out you were innocent. That's quackery. So they've just moved on to new baloney. Yes, we've written articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on body scanners. Steve Watson had one up yesterday that had the images from the news of the passive scanners. Once they scan you in the airport, it's assigned to your name, and major cities have already put body scanners in. Do you understand? This is a total grid.
Yes, sir. And the other thing regarding the homeschooling, I know, Alex, you have it documented that homeschoolers, in other words, like if they're doing third grade, I have two nieces that are homeschooled. And if they're third grade, they're doing fifth grade education level schoolwork. And excellent consulting you do with Jesse. I saw the mind control, and it's very, very scary. And I see things advancing just so fast, Alex. But thank you for Prison Planet and InfoWars, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more here quickly. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Celebrate the year 2010. It's the first year of the two Drs. Paul in the U.S. legislature with the exploding campaign in the Congress. Soon-to-be U.S. Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, 2010.com. And I'm still, by the way, under only temporary cancellation of my First Amendment right for freedom to express political ideas.
That's right. I did see that in the paper. You've been banned from wearing any messages on your shirt at Travis County Commissioner's Court.
And they won't let me show my sign at all. It's basically, you know, the Ron Paul sign or anything.
Everyone should show up during Citizens Communications next week. What is it, Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, same as it was 10 years ago when I used to have time to go down there. Everybody should be down there for Citizens Communications with their own Ron Paul shirts, their own InfoWars.com shirts. Imagine them saying no one's allowed, and you should also go videotape other people that will have Budweiser or Ford or Chevy or Buckmaster on their shirt and sue them for discrimination.
Well, the biggest thing is the city council. I mean, at least I can get into the Travis County Commissioner's Court, but the city council, I'm still one in every four meetings. That's my suspension. They choose to allow me to have my First Amendment right 25% of the time at best. If I happen to get in.
And that's how they phase it in. Soon it'll be nothing. I appreciate your call. Yeah, there's a caller there. I mean, all over the country, they're just getting rid of Citizens Communications. They're shutting down Access TV. They're moving in. Because if you're a criminal in government and you've got police that'll do whatever they're told, you've got the people by the short hairs. We're going to come back and go to Mike in Chicago. Mark in California, Mike in California. Burp on air. Trying to eat lunch in 3 minutes during these breaks. Not too good. Excuse me. Ooh. And Mike in California, Bill in Connecticut. and many others. Stay with us. Tons of news coming up.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Why the union's a big business man, and it's going out as a dinosaur.
It's sundown on the union.
We
don't stop the globalist. We are raising the alarm worldwide. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Chicago. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
I have a friend of mine who lives in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, the capital city of Saudi Arabia. His father works for one of the princes. And I contacted him on Christmas to wish him a Merry Christmas. He's Muslim, but whatever, I'm a Christian, so, you know, it just is what it is. He told me that there were F-16s making strikes against Yemen for 3 to 4 days before Christmas. I don't know if you know anybody that can confirm that on the inside.
Yes, I can confirm it. I can confirm it. 2,000 U.S. Special Forces, according to the New York Times, the day before Christmas, have been in the country. The CIA, the British have been massing. There have been aircraft strikes and drone strikes going on for at least 2 years, accelerating in the month before the Christmas Day attack. Then they claim, though, that they're now there and attacking because of Christmas Day. Just like they order the body scanners the year before, they start going in December and January, and they tell us, oh, we're putting these in because of the underwear bomber.
It is a little odd that they're already making. He said there were F-16s flying over the city of Riyadh and on their way to Yemen for 3 to 4 days before Christmas. And then all of a sudden we have a guy who lights his underwear on fire that justifies everything that we do from there forward.
And he gets walked on the plane, past the body scanners, and somebody's videotaping on the plane, and they take him off in customs, and somebody reportedly has a bomb, and the FBI lies about it, now admits they lie, but won't say why. Look at all the timing of this.
God bless you, Alex. Take care of yourself.
I appreciate your call, Mike. Yes, they admit airstrikes from piloted aircraft. Now, you have to remember, though, they admit U.S. drones are attacking and U.S. aircraft. They don't specify. They quote the CIA and the State Department and the New York Times, December 24th, BBC, December 24th, Associated Press, December 24th. I covered those articles last week. I came on the air Sunday, 3 days after, two and a half days after the underwear attack that has everyone so scared, according to the media, and we covered those. But you have to remember, Saudi Arabia has bought hundreds and hundreds of F-16s. I mean, every few years, there's some 150 planes, 200 planes ordered. I mean, you've all seen that in the news. So those may be Saudi Arabian F-16s, because it is confirmed that Saudi Arabian F-16s and F-15s have been bombing over the last year in northern Yemen. So that's on record. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I just want to let you know and everyone else know out there that Karl Rove is coming to the University of California, Santa Barbara on February 25th, and that we should really get together some kind of...
And he's been praising Obama for continuing rendition, secret arrest, continuing torture, continuing the Patriot Act. For all these stupid Obama lovers, look at Karl Rove, the demon, loving your leader, Obama. Yes, everyone should protest this criminal, and he is a criminal. He called for torture. He engaged in all sorts of criminal acts. He said the president was above the law. He started the signing statements above law. Again, when is Karl Rove sliming into town?
February 25th, and it's going to be at Campbell Hall in the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Okay, Mike, anything else?
No, that's it, man. Just one more thing, actually. They call him a conservative in the newspaper here, the campus newspaper, and I just laugh at that. You know, he's a murderer, a fascist, and he needs to be held for accountable for his war crimes.
Well, he's more than that. He bankrupted our country. I mean, he was one of the chief little minions. But again, mainline conservatives, they love the end of America. They just want their party to be in. The average blue-haired Republican is a piece of garbage. And there's a lot of old folks and young people that are great conservatives, but they understand the Republican Party is bad. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year to you. Hey, I was just sitting here reading this thing on MSNBC. Where they have this Israel launches biometric airline security system. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, everybody that's on here making comments are like all praising these guys about how great they are, et cetera, et cetera. But I just have a question for you because I know you know the answer. What was the name of the Israeli security company that had security of all of the airports in the United States prior to 9/11?
They had control of a lot of them. There were several companies. And it's kind of like asking me my cousin's name. I normally know it, but I don't know it. Do you know the name?
I wish I did. I don't. I just think it's interesting because I'm looking at this thing here. It says one of the companies they mentioned here is Fortress GB in England.
Stay there. We'll come back to you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
All right, I'm going to take the next 5 calls in line. Then I'm going to blitz through a bunch of important news that continue with calls. I'm going to have Aaron Dykes in studio with me some on eugenics and some video clips of these eugenicists openly calling for the mass extermination of society. Actual video of George Bernard Shaw talking about this and others. So that is coming up. And the caller was just now bringing up Israeli security firms. My issue with this is, we're going back to him in a moment. My issue with this is that Israel's been caught spying on the United States. Israel has been caught over and over and over again taking sensitive military technology, guidance systems, aircraft systems, missile systems, armor systems, and giving it to the communist Chinese and Russians. In fact, the other day I was going to cover this some, did some research. Well, I did some re-research, went and pulled up stuff I already knew was there to cover it on the radio show, and then never got to it. So I want my crew right now to Google this online in front of everyone. Israel sold U.S. technology to China. You type that in, you get literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mainstream CBS, ABC, CNN, where Israel has been caught selling everything under the sun, AWACS, radars, computers. Our government sells them more advanced jets than we've got, and then they give it to China. And then, oh, well, you can't talk about the wonderful little ally Israel. Israel is a criminal operation. So is the United States. So is England. So is China. What did the founding fathers teach us? 99% of the time, governments are criminal. But Israel makes itself look good up against Iran and other tyrannies like Saudi Arabia. Well, yeah, they're bad too. See, that's what's so illogical about this. The government says, give all your rights up or terrorists are going to get you. Israel secretly sells American nuclear weapons to China. U.S. arms sales to Israel end up in China. U.S. anger at Israeli weapons sale. BBC, Haaretz, that's out of Israel. I guess they're anti-Semitic. Selling arms to China or not, Haaretz. And then you read the article, they admit it. New York Times, Israel sells arms to China, U.S. says. How many hits did that get? 390,000. 390,000. I'm looking at that across the room. Is that 390,000 or 390 million? Yeah, 390,000. 390,000 hits on Israel sells weapons to China. And they sign agreements that they won't sell it, and they do. Why is Israel running a lot of the NSA equipment? Why does Israel get to run things that our own government isn't trusted with? Why do they get to guard U.S. nuclear weapons? Why are they one of the biggest contractors training Homeland Security? That was in the Associated Press and Jerusalem Post 2 weeks ago. Why does Interpol get more immunity, that's Europe and the rest of the planet, in the U.S. than our own police? It's a joke. The UN and others just give themselves all this immunity, and we just fall down in front of them. So I'm going back to your calls in a moment, but on that subject, I wanted to make that point. Let me now go ahead and tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's a never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science, and my listeners have been getting these for over 2 years now. They love them. The portable power systems need no installation, supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun and storing it in a little battery system. Unlike gas generators, or solar generators runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. You get a bunch of them and run your whole house. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request a free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Also, I want to tell you about Diginet.net. They've got a lot of great little hidden video camera pins, hidden video camera sunglasses that have the little memory chip in the sunglasses. Great way because you know what the camera's shooting from where you turn your head. That's my favorite system. They're all available at Diginet.net. They are a huge supplier and retailer. They sell to the government, you name it. So you get an incredibly low price because you're going right to a big wholesaler and their patriots. Diginet.net. Diginet.net. I love the pin as well. That's Diginet.net, or click on the banner at Infowars.com. That's Diginet.net. And their phone number is also on their website if you'd like to give them a call. Again, that's Diginet.net. Okay, let's go back to your calls. I'm going to get into all this news I haven't even covered yet. Okay, sir, finish up. Call Burmison here. He made fabled enemies. I'd say 30-40% of the two-hour film is about the Israel connection. Israel, the U.S., Britain, they're all joined at the hip. It's all the same thing with these intelligence agencies. Jason, a caller called in, Bill in Connecticut, I believe, and he was asking me, there were several of them, and I don't want to get this wrong. My memory is failing me right now. There's the Israeli company that's even in mainstream news that runs 90%+ of all caller ID checks in the country.
There's two of those. That's Amdocs and Comverse.
Start over. They didn't have your mic on. Go ahead.
Yeah, the two companies that handle basically all the telecommunications in the United States are Amdocs and Comverse. And I want to think that the establishment the guy was talking about is Odigo Securities. They're the ones that had the lease for another, I believe, eight.
No, Odigo was the big instant message company that sold it and changed the name. Mm-hmm. And it was in the Jerusalem Post that, it's not a rumor, that they called their employees and said get out of the building 4 hours before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also in the AP. But again, the executives all talked about it publicly, showing they weren't involved. And I'm not saying there weren't elements of Israel involved somehow. The point is I'm saying Israel didn't go it alone. It doesn't reduce guilt on anybody. It's saying it's a huge operation, just like LBJ was involved in USS Liberty, so was Israel.
Absolutely.
It's like if two guys rob a bank, they're both equally guilty. The ADL-controlled white supremacist groups get mad at us and want to make it only an anti-Semitic deal so it doesn't become a mainstream media item and become kosher and acceptable to talk about. No, but what's the one that had the majority of contracts over airport security? Now, I know that Marvin Bush's company and Jeb Bush had companies over the major airports the hijackers came from,
yes,
and the food service onto the planes, and the security on the towers.
And that was Securicom that later turned into Stratasec. That's the Jeb Bush one. The only other company I can think of was Zim Shipping that also seemed to have foreknowledge. The securities companies, I'm not sure. I know that through Amdocs and Comverse, this rogue network, because they picked up about 180 Israelis, had basically infiltrated every major intelligence operation we had, from secret offices, the Secret Service, the CIA, the FBI, the list went on in that Fox report.
And again, your film Fabled Enemies has the Fox News clips, the C-SPAN, the congressional admissions. This is not our opinion.
No, it's absolutely not our opinion. It's one piece of an international intelligence operation that continues to this day. If you look at Iran-Contra, for example.
You've got Israel. You've got the Brits. You've got the U.S.
Exactly.
You've got Latin American countries. And you've got the Iranians.
Mm-hmm. And Israel was used for plausible deniability. Israel would actually purchase the weapons, so the United States didn't have to do that part. We would take those weapons, ship them down, and then pay Israel later.
Just like what happened in the 9-year war with the Russians, the Israelis, the Turks, the British, the U.S., the Saudi Arabians, all involved.
Absolutely.
That's how governments compartmentalize. We're not one intelligence agency that I've seen never runs it all themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to divide it up where only certain groups know certain things.
Look at the Pakistani ISI. This was literally set up by British intelligence and then revamped by U.S. intelligence and covert operations in the late 70s and 80s. And then they're the ones funding the hijackers prior to 9/11.
All right, good job. Thank you so much. Bill, does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, I just thought it was interesting. Cause like I said, this article that's here on MSNBC today talking about, you know, Israel launches biometric airline security system. It's like, you know, they turn around, they take your passport, your fingerprint, and like with the other guy, there was another guy that called in earlier sitting there saying something about the whole biometric thing. But I mean, it's like, you know, if people turn around and get ticked off at this whole, you know, body scan thing, which personally, I will never fly. I mean, that's it. I just sat there and said, you know what, if that's the way it's going to be, because it's already humiliating enough that you got to go in there. You're not even a bad guy. And they're, you know, they're frisking you, checking you out, this, that, the other thing. And it's like, you know, forget about it. Why fly? But now it's like here, they sit there and say that they don't want to have this, and they'll say, oh, well, let's go to this company. And then next thing you know, this company's got the contract.
And then you've got Chertoff, who's an admitted Israeli double agent. His father and mother were founders of the Mossad, and he's making all this money. We're really being taken advantage of, and it's wrong. I appreciate your call. Israel tests new technology that could reduce airport security checks and make flights safer. And so what Israel's saying is they haven't had an incident in over a decade. In 2002, a guy forgot to check a gun. He was somebody who was allowed to fly, but he forgot to check it. And then he later reported himself. They never have any instances because they do profile. And they do have some real Arab terrorists over there that do want to get on planes. I mean, some of that is real. And Israel hasn't had an incident in over a decade, other than the 2002 gun incident where it was an accident. I mean, Jimmy Jones of the Cowboys twice brought guns on planes accidentally, forgetting. I mean, anybody who's got a brain has a gun in their briefcase. And I've forgotten before and been at the airport, noticed a pocket knife and just trashed it. Little bitty pocket knife, little bitty Pioneer, old timer. I got a couple of them. But the point is that all of that goes on. And so now Israel's saying, hey, we're going to have biometric scanning, and we're going to have biometric thumbprinting, and we're going to have ID cards. And so the two are merging even worse to make something completely nightmarish. I have the AP right here reporting it. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I had a couple of questions. Could you elaborate on what you know of some of the odd underground weapons you know that the elite may be working on, stuff like Project Bluebeam and other stuff that you probably know of but I guess rarely talk about? And the other question is, how much will race play in how the elite envision the world they want to make or create in the future?
Race plays a central role in divide and conquer, playing different groups off against each other, with the government playing the part of the referee and judge that keeps everyone in line while their private foundations play everyone off against each other. Hitler disagreed with George Bernard Shaw, who they both admired each other. Bernard Shaw said, do IQ test and kill everyone with under a 90 IQ. And then over time, phase it up to 100 and make a super race, kill everyone who isn't a good socialist, break up the family. Hitler said, I agree with that, but we're only going to kill the sub-races. And then later, we're going to start culling to only the ultra-superior Aryan. And they made a deal with the emperor of Japan, who was obsessed with eugenics. That's mainline history. He said the Japanese will rule Asia as the master race. And the Germans, with the British, the Germans actually believe the British, you really read Hitler and Goebbels' writings, were the ultra-supreme, undefiled Aryan. Because there have been so many Eastern European and Arab, I mean, the Arabs even went into Western Europe. And so they believe that even the Germans were not as ultra-pure as a certain strain of Briti. That's where the term British comes from, as a tribe known as the Britis. And it's all complete hogwash. It's again, you can't even single out the Britis as a distinct tribe. All those Germanic tribes were always killing and ranging and running around. But England is as Germanic as you can get. I mean, in the genetic studies that have been done, that, because they all came from the Gauls in France and from Germania and from the Vikings in Northern Europe, they all came and waged war in England for thousands of years. Thousands of years before the Romans showed up. It was just continual slaughter going on as the Germanic tribes killed each other. And so out of all this lore, that's why Hitler cried when he had to bomb London, they said. And the British flew over and bombed Berlin. Hitler wouldn't bomb population centers because the British Aryans were too precious. But then Churchill said, we've got to get British resolve behind this. And so they sent a bunch of liberators, a squadron of liberators, to bomb civilian centers. This is mainline history. I've seen this on History Channel. To bomb Berlin. And so Hitler started the Blitz. And he cried, oh, his precious Aryans were dying. His precious, the Brits. Oh, it's horrible. I mean, this is how sick these people are, ladies and gentlemen. And whenever he flooded the bunkers and the subways so the Russians couldn't use it, so he had a few more hours in his bunker, he said, well, I guess our Aryans weren't as good as their Aryans, and now I'm just worried the Russian Mongols will take over. Oh, this is horrible. Let me take cyanide. I mean, when you really know the history, folks, and not some skewed history, I have read, no exaggeration, over 100 thick history books, secret wartime reports, Nazi books. It's well more than I probably read 30 or 40 books by Joseph Goebbels, by Adolf Hitler, okay? These are books published by them. This is not propaganda. Hitler was a communist. Joseph Goebbels was a communist. They wanted communism, but it wasn't popular. And when British intelligence was funding them, they wanted their own brand of communism to block Russian communism. And then they became, from National Socialist to fascist, and then became anti-communist. And that's all on record. Stalin admired Hitler. Hitler admired Stalin. They made a deal to divide Poland up. I mean, when you really know history. And so George Bernard Shaw, who we'll be talking about later in the next hour, he said through the health departments, we're going to ban homeschooling. We're going to start with sterilization and drugging the water. And then we're just going to start killing everybody. And he and Hitler exchanged letters. Shaw went and had repeated meetings. He had meetings with the head of IBM, Dr. Thomas Watson. And they all just said, well, the Soviets are putting fluoride in. That's sterilizing and brain-damaging people. Let's do that. But they couldn't get that done until 1946 in the United States. And they all wrote books. We own them. And they all gave film interviews. I mean, I could play Hitler, a video of him saying it. Film put the video. I mean, we're going to play Shaw coming up. Now, again, this audio was filmed in the 20s, this film, right when they were getting audio and film. And so, I mean, it's bad audio. But you can read books he wrote saying it. And so all of this is to kill you. Kill you. Get it through your heads, folks. You... No exaggeration. I would bet that Aaron Dykes has read more than 50. I know he bought more than 50, and he's always reading them. Books on eugenics by the eugenicist. And they are running everything today. And they are mad dog control freak psychopathic murderers.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
To answer the caller's second question about secret government weapons, they have space planes with DU, meteor gun systems. That's the way Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of Star Wars program, described it. They have particle beam weapons. Blue beam isn't a weapon system. It's a psych warfare system, which is a partially declassified program to have fake alien invasions or Buddha or Muhammad or Jesus return. that's even been in mainstream news that they've developed that, but a lot of it's secret. And a lot of different technologies are 10, 20, 30, 40 years more advanced than what the public is told about. And things are slowly doled out to the public that intensifies the tracking and control grid. So we are in a controlled scientific dictatorship. But consciousness, awareness of that, allows us to expose it and take control of the system. Let's talk to Robin in Holland. You're on the air, Robin. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm Robin from New Orleans, Holland.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's on your mind?
I sent you an email, a message via the site. We just figured we'd rechange, like, we're an activism group, by the way. You know us. I guess you do. We have a lot of snow, and we have global warming, and the IPCC, and everybody and everything is warming up. But we have a lot of snow here in the Netherlands, and that really, it's the first in years that we have snow here in this amount. And I just launched a new idea. What if we would all make snowmen for Al Gore? With a little sign with it, you know, that says, I love CO2.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, all sorts of media stunts. Post them on YouTube. Conservatively, thousands will see it. Millions, potentially. And if everybody just becomes activists on the web and in person, that way you have a physical protest that people see on the street, then it's seen on the web, then others mimic it, until we all stand up together and figure out that we're the majority, and all the sheep that feel like they're alone and isolated, they end up waking up as well. That's the process of awakening.
Exactly. And this, we just thought this was a nice idea, you know. But people can do this together. They can do it in groups. But for all, I don't care, they can create an whole army of snowmen, you know, put an old sign on top of it with Al Gore, we're coming for you, or something. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can do a lot of things with this. And we've put up a link on the website. I've also sent you the email, the link to it. It's on wachholland.org. That's our website. Our website is for short, We Are Change Holland. And it's right on front. Everybody can see it. And we will create a photo album where everybody can upload their own pictures they've made and stuff so people can vote. And we're thinking about putting the best thing on our website on the front page for a couple of weeks.
You can have the snowmen with signs like record cold temperatures in the last 100 years. Some areas record cold in the last 25. Got global warming. We're coming for you, Al Gore. We're going to give you a snowball. Absolutely. Great points. Good to hear from you, Robin. Let's talk to Terrence in Detroit. Terrence, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I hope I can fit it in. I got to talk to James Conboy there in New York about the Cressy family. I got through to him on his lunch break, and basically I just asked him to read the Constitution and set him free. And he got into a discussion on how they should be educating their children and everything. And I asked him, if you really wanted to help them, why didn't you knock on their door and offer them a better way to teach their kids to read instead of arresting them and forcing them to jump through hoops?
And what did he say to that?
Well, he said, I didn't arrest them. And I said that you didn't order them to be set free, so you're part of the arresting process. I said, basically it was just set them free, let them go.
Did he say he's getting a lot of phone calls?
No, he didn't mention his phone calls. He wanted my name, but I just said, my name is irrelevant. I'm just a concerned citizen that wants people to be free.
Stay there. We'll talk about this case when we come back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.